We are so pleased to be joined by the champion for the Provincial Scotties Tournament of Heart, Skylar Akerman is here. But the first thing, Skylar, I have been corrected three different ways on the correct pronunciation of your last name. How do you want us to say it?
Akerman is great.
Okay, so not Akerman and not Acherman, which there's no H in the spelling of your name, but Akerman is what we're going to go with.
Sounds good.
So has it sunk in yet?
No, not really. It comes in waves. I'll just be like sitting doing my thing, and then all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, we're going to the Scotties. It's so crazy. Like, we've worked so hard for this, and we've all dreamt about it since we were little kids. So to finally get to wear the green jacket at the Scotties is pretty unbelievable.
Was there a point last week in Tisdale that you were just kind of sitting there thinking, wow, things are really starting to click here?
Throughout the whole season, it's kind of just been this building of momentum leading up to provincials, and we were really hoping that we would find our groove and peak at the right time at provincials, and we were fortunate that that's just how it worked out for us. We kind of just built all the whole season around peaking at provincials, and that's what we did.
I want to pick two particular moments from the final and tell me your emotions. So first of all, in 10, Nancy has taken a shot that potentially can win her the game. You have to stand there and watch. What's going through your mind?
So many things. You know, Ashley and I, my third, we were talking and we were like, you know what? We did everything we could this end. We set it up, and if she makes this shot, like, I guess that's how we go out. But we were happy with how we played the game, and we stuck with it till the end. And as soon as it hit that rock, we were all in a little bit of shock. We never really thought we were going an extra end with the shot she chose to play. So when it stopped and it settled in and they got the one, we were kind of just in a bit of shock for sure, but happy that we were going an extra and it wasn't the loss right there. That's for sure.
Okay. So you go on the extra end, your last shot, you got to do the hit, the stick, and maybe a little flop, which you did. What's your mindset when you sit in the hack from the time that you are sitting there till you deliver the stone, till the moment you realize we just did this?
Coming down to the other end, we put the broom down at the far end and we said, you know what, we've thrown lots here this end. We've thrown this same weight that we're planning to throw here. We know where to put the broom. So I made my way down. I tried to just think of it as any other shot, just like our Wednesday afternoon practices, and take a deep breath or a couple maybe. You could tell we were all a little excited, but we tried to just stay calm and talk about it like it was any other shot. And as we let go, I was a little nervous when we let go just because I was really wanted to make the shot, obviously. But as soon as my third Ashley called clean, I knew we were good. And as soon as it made contact and rolled over to the button, I don't even know what went through my mind. I think I was just kind of in shock about what had happened, that's for sure.
Now, you're no stranger to playing in national competitions. Your under 18 team did pretty well, from what I recall.
Yeah, in 2018, our first national I played in, we got the silver medal at the nationals.
So can you draw on that experience in Calgary?
I think for sure a little bit. The Scotties is such a huge stage, so it's going to be a little bit of a change, that's for sure, especially with all the media and just such a huge venue, and just the fact that it's the Scotties and something that I've been striving to get to since I was a little kid and our whole team has. But I think it definitely helps. Everyone on the team has a little bit of experience at that higher level, so not being a complete stranger to it will definitely help us, that's for sure.
A couple of true or false questions for you, Skylar. According to Wikipedia, you are a student at the University of Saskatchewan in the College of Kinesiology, true?
True.
Okay. True or false, you are born and or raised around Chamberlain, Saskatchewan?
True.
And lastly, true or false, Twisted Sister's Ice Cream Shop is looking at you as their new spokesperson.
I hope that's true. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's right. Free ice cream for you and the team all year, from what I hear is the alleged contract.
Hey, that's a good rumor. I like it.
So I was doing some quick look on the calendar, and it looks like things are going to fall into place because the midterm break for the U of S is at the same time as the Scotties. Am I right on that?
Yeah. So we leave on the Wednesday, February 14th. So I'm only actually me and another Taylor on the team she's also in school right now. So we're only going to miss a couple of days. Actually, it worked out perfectly that it runs over the reading week there. So
you didn't have any crazy plans of going to Florida or anything like that?
Nope, this was the plan from the get-go, was to be playing in Calgary for the break, that's for sure.
Okay, so now you're getting set for the Scotties Tournament of Hearts. Of course, we all love watching and cheering on television. We had a chance to watch some bits and pieces from last weekend's event up in Tisdale. Anybody on your team you're worried about on a live mic?
No, I think we're all pretty good. I think we'll be okay.
So nobody has to bring any extra soap or anything to wash anybody's mouth out with?
Hopefully not.
Well, I want you to give some shout-outs. Obviously, it takes a team of people to support your team to get as far as you've been able to get thus far and now representing our province at the Scotties. Tell me about the support and how you got going in curling and how you've got to where you are.
Absolutely. First and foremost, our sponsors. We wouldn't be able to compete in the events we do or travel as much as we do and play at such a high level unless we had that financial support behind us. So we're forever grateful for them and supporting our dreams. My teammates, they have unwavering support for me. When I went to throw that last rock, they were like, "You got this, buddy, no chance, like, it's all good." And throughout the whole event, they were always, and all season, and always, they always have my back. And we're just a really good supportive team for each other. And I think that really helps us find our success on the ice, just knowing that we're really great friends and we all believe in each other all the time. Friends and family, my family is the ones that got me into curling and have never left my side once since. They've always believed in me, and the curling community in general has just always been there for us and supporting us, and we for sure wouldn't be where we are unless we had that belief from others in us too, knowing that we can get to that next level. So it's just, it's incredible to have so much support, and we're so thankful for everybody. The number of messages we've all received this week so far is it's incredible, and it really makes you thankful for the people that you have in your life, that's for sure.
That was going to be my next question. Your phone, I'm sure, blew up on Sunday. Have you replied to all of those messages yet?
I think I've got through almost all of them now, yeah.
Oh, it's awesome stuff. I think the last question before we let you go was, you're going to Calgary, and I've read hockey players' stories. Like, for example, Connor Bedard this year talked about how the first faceoff that he took this year in the NHL was against his idol, Sidney Crosby. Anyone that you're looking at in particular about getting an opportunity to face for a first time or another time in your career?
You know what? I think we're just really looking forward to the experience and going there. And it's intimidating playing against some of those bigger teams who have been to the Olympics and have been to the Scotties a number of times. But we're just hoping to go there and take things one shot at a time and put all our hard work to the test there and do the best we can.
Well, two words that came out of Tisdale, Skyler, in people using adjectives towards you were grace and professionals. So that's, I think, pretty high compliments and praise. Thank you so much for taking this time with us. And again, good luck in Calgary. We're all cheering for you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.